How are you?
Present.
Salam, brother. Good morning, everybody.
I'd like to ask humbly for permission for our senior rabbi, the distinguished Rabbi Moshe Dov Beck, to say the words of greeting for us. We bless the president with all the blessings.
We would like to read the inscription. May this gift be a token of gratitude for the sweetness and love you have extended to Jews and all mankind. On behalf of World Torah Jewry, presented by Neturei Character International, New York, USA.
The president is of the world leaders who is exemplary in his comprehension and understanding totally the difference between Judaism, the spirituality, the religion, the servitude, and subservience to God, and the antithetical concept of Zionism, which is a materialism, godless in its essence, and a goal just for nationalism, and which is something forbidden clearly and distinctly by the Torah. Judaism requires of the Jewish people to be humble, to be loyal citizens in every country in where they're residing. Zionism started 100 years ago, and from its inception, from its beginning, all the rabbinical authorities were in opposition. Only because of the Holocaust, the death of so many leaders, that the Jews unfortunately fell prey to the power of Zionism, and they became leaderless. Many leaders died, and we didn't have people to lead us. The few leaders that did, who remained true to the Torah, whether it was in Palestine, whether throughout the world, continued and still to today stand up and are true to the Torah and oppose Zionism, as untold many Jews throughout the world and in Palestine stand true in opposition to Zionism, true to the Torah, true to our friendship to all the Muslim leaders and the Muslim people. And the ones who fell prey to Zionism, it's simply because of the weakness of what they've seen, of they lost relatives and things like that, have made them fall prey to this onslaught of propaganda. But it's not Judaism, and again, we stress that the president should be know for a fact that there is many, many, really untold thousands and thousands, just an untold number as you would travel around the world, who are really true to the Torah and will never fall for this concept of Zionism. We all pray for the speedy and peaceful dismantlement of the state, so we can again live in peace as we have for hundreds of years without any more suffering or bloodshed for any of God's creation. As in Iran, we have this, the beautiful Jewish community that's been living there for thousands of years. God bless President Ahmed bin Danjan again.
God, I wish a good health and also ever success in your life also. The world should know this fact that we will remain together. by God willing. God willing, you will be successful.
Much success with God's help, inshallah.
Pleasure and an honor to meet such a strong believer in the Almighty.
Me too.
Thank you.